Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Joining us on the guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law, he is Bucks legend John McLaughlin. John, thanks for coming on, man. How are you?
Sparky! How you doing, man? I listen to you. I hear you. I think you're outstanding. I think you do a great job. How's your family, man?
Family's good, man. Yeah, got one in the trades, got one in college at UW La Crosse as a freshman, and then the 9-year-old, the 3-year-old. So, yeah, man, it's busy.
Man, you know how to spread them out, don't you?
Yeah, it keeps you on your toes. It's what it does.
Yeah, it does.
Keeps you on your toes. John, I guess I want to get your thoughts first on the Milwaukee Bucks, and not necessarily specifically to the Pacers game last night, one way or the other, but coming into the season, there was a lot of talk of, okay, if Giannis isn't going to have that true number two guy like he had with Chris Middleton for years, and then he had with Damian Lillard for a couple of years, that guy's not really going to be there, then there's going to be more on him to do even more and could lead to an MVP-type season again. And early on, it looks like he's on his way to another MVP if this Bucks team could continue to win games.
You know, Spark, first of all, we all know how fortunate we are, and we owe John Hammond and John Horst, who was part of that team, to go find Giannis. And I recall doing the first time I saw him in a warm-up at a Bucks game. and then you see the Giannis of today, because then, you know, he was built like a pencil, but he was 18 years old. And so how fortunate we have been. I mean, we've been able to see great players over the years, but certainly three great ones in Kareem, Oscar, and Giannis. What a blessing for this franchise. And, you know, there are many franchises in the league. The one that came in when we did, the Phoenix Suns, that have never won a championship. And so we've been very lucky. So I'll move on from that. I was something recently with John Horst and heard some things he had to say. It was a great presentation. He really has a command for all the details of what goes on today in being a general manager of a team and the depth you need in terms of understanding the cap and all the experts you need help with. But overall, my take would be early on that he has built, once again, very good players around Giannis, I think. I think this team is certainly talent-wise deeper than last year. I think they wanted to increase even more the three-point shooters, increase the ability of the defense to be consistent every night, and to give Giannis actually more help rather than less. That was the plan going in. I still think that will happen in compared to the last few years. So I'm quite optimistic about this team.
John, initially when Giannis was given the reins of the offense and they tried point forward with Jason Kidd as the head coach, because the memory serves right, there was injuries or whatever. So he said, okay, Giannis, let's see what you can do. And they tried that experiment with Jason Kidd, and then it kind of went away for a while with Bud. And then every opportunity Giannis would kind of have to do that, it felt like there was a lot of pounding the basketball and then just downhill and run through whoever's there, charge call or not. And it wasn't as smooth maybe as what everybody wanted. And now we're on try number two legitimately with Doc Rivers. He's mature. I think he's doing a much better job of it now than he did the first time around. What are your thoughts on point forward Giannis with this offense?
Well, you know, as good as he is, Sparky, in terms of what he can do, to take the ball out of his hands more is crazy. I mean, here's a man that can score, that can penetrate, that with his size and explosiveness, how he gets to the basket is stunning. And to say, well, okay, put Giannis on a wing or let someone else handle more, which is a little bit what they tried to do with Dame, because, you know, Dame being a great offensive player, defense, that's another story. And you know, Dame didn't have his stuff together. You know, he had a personal life that he had to deal with, and I would hope everybody understands that. But you want Giannis to have the ball, but what you also want is, you know, as much help as you can get on the side. And I've heard a lot of talk about, you know, well, who's the number two guy like Chris was? Well, maybe you do it by committee. They've got a number of players on this team that can score, that can make shots, not just threes, but that can make twos also. So that's where I'm optimistic. It might be done by committee where each night it could be a different set or a different player that can step up to fill that two or three spot. You want certainly more than two, but perhaps two and three.
You know, I love you, but I disagree. I get very concerned about the lack of two. And last night, in the last minute of that game, was a prime example where Rounds gets the ball batted around when he goes to inbounds the ball. Giannis shoots a three, and I'm not a big fan of Giannis shooting threes in general, but certainly not in the last minute of a game that's tight at that moment in time. And it just wasn't – it didn't look like it probably should have. If you have that guy that can create his own shot and is that premier-type scorer to play off of Giannis in those closing moments of games, you feel a lot better, I think. And secondly, just off the top of my head, I don't think I can come up with an NBA champion team that had that one guy, and then there wasn't a true second guy the whole season that was that other scorer where that kind of rotated around the team.
Well, I don't disagree with you at all on that, but since we, at this point in the season, don't have an obvious number two in that regard, I do think what John has done is brought in enough guys that perhaps it can be done by committee. I'm hopeful it can. If it's not, then it's going to be more of a struggle, no question about it. And I think that's all part of evolving as a team, you know, with new players coming in, with obviously more, I think it's more depth and a little bit more youth, especially, you know, at the center position. And that's not a criticism of anybody in the past. It's just observing where they've moved into it. But, you know, you got to go with what you got, too. And I'm hoping that it will work the way I described. But you're right. History would tell you, well, everybody had a two. And perhaps that will be the Achilles heel. I'm hopeful that it won't. And I don't think it will be. But got to wait and see.
Time with Bucks legend John McLaughlin. Of course, the Mac Fund is all about John McLaughlin. We'll get into the Mac Fund here before we're done. I want to get your thoughts, too, when we start talking about this Milwaukee Bucks team kind of going forward and looking at it from that center position. You had Brook Lopez for so long, and now you go to a young, more athletic Miles Turner. And I want to talk about the reception he got last night, but before we do that, your thoughts on what you've seen from Miles Turner, not only from his time in Indiana, but now it's his time in Milwaukee. He's been here for a few games.
Well, I've met him and in person. There's something we were at together, and I watched him, not just when he met me, but other people. He's impressive. He's well grounded and rounded in terms of his ability to communicate. He's a likable guy. I think he's a great teammate. Now, take nothing away from Brooke. We all love Brooke, and Brooke did a great job and had a wonderful personality as well. But, you know, you got to build on youth. And Miles, as we all know, we saw him in Indiana, what he's capable of. Is he capable of moving into that number two spot in a role where they can get him shots? Possibly. I like him. I like the person, because the person and the basketball player in his case, you know, are one, and a great teammate that has an intellect for the game. And I think his capability is going to be, you know, not only valuable now, but very valuable to us. And I'll jump into this. You know, as you know, I grew up 20 miles from where they played last night in Indianapolis. So I've got Hoosier blood in me, but I've been here for so long. My entire family are cheeseheads. All our kids and grandkids were born here. But I feel badly about the
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I don't think the booing was necessary, but I understand fans. They feel that he left them, when that's debatable as to what went down on that, and perhaps they didn't sign him right. But that's the NBA today. There's free agency. Guys can move, and that's great for the players, but it's bad for the fans and, in many cases, the franchise. And that's what we're going to have in today's world. As you know, fans, people in general, are much more critical of each other and of situations. And that's not a better move for America, but it's where we are.
John, you caught a lot of NBA games. You played in a lot of NBA games as well. Is there one player that you can remember from a Milwaukee Bucks fan base standpoint that seemingly whenever that guy came back, heard the round of boos and people just really gave that player a hassle?
You know, that's a good question, Spark, because I played here 8 of my 11 years, and I most people don't realize this, but I announced for 43 years, which is kind of amazing, but I loved it, and it worked out with my businesses. But, you know, it's interesting what I can remember and what I don't remember. It's remarkable some of the things I do remember, and my kids are on me about doing a book about all the stories
Yes. They've
heard their entire lives.
Yes, you should. That's a great idea, John. Yes, you should.
Well, thank you, Sparky. I don't want to. I don't think anybody would be interested in buying it other than old-time.
But, John, you don't, have to physically write it. You just sit down and talk, and somebody else does all that stuff for you.
Well, I've already done that. But the stories that come up are remarkable and fun. And someday, when you have a couple hours on the air, we can go through some of those stories.
Yeah, amazing.
Just fun stuff, Sparky. But, you know, I really don't recall – the fan base, certainly when I played, it would have to be after I played, when a player came back, because when I played, a player couldn't elect to go to somewhere. He was traded.
Right.
Right. So there was no animosity toward that player when he was traded. and came back. So it would be in my announcing years, and I really don't remember the fans in general really going after somebody like they do today and like they did in Indiana. I don't have a memory on that.
This is the thing for me from a fan perspective, because a lot of people, and I'm guessing you're friends with Craig Counsell, who I refer to as the traitor. He gets booed out of the stadium left and right every time he comes back. And again, that's from a fan perspective. Brett Favre would be the guy who it took a decade for Packer fans to get over him. So we definitely have been down this path before as sports fans, booing people that were here for a long time, and then the fan base turns on them. And Giannis last night was, you know, doing the whole booing back to the Pacers and so forth. But on that same team, that Pacers team, you have a Wisconsin product and Tyrese Halliburton, who is playing the villain role perfectly. I mean, the Brewers are facing the Dodgers in the playoffs. That dude shows up in Indiana at a home game wearing a Dodgers jersey. I mean, completely playing the villain to the top. And that's the thing. Like, if Miles Turner wants to, he can just flip this thing around. You want to boo me? Cool. Then I'll be completely anti-Indiana going forward.
Well, as an old-time player where I can name guys, I remember Dave Kaplan's knocking a couple guys out because in that era, you could just get in a fight, knock somebody out,
yep,
and you'd pay a $25 fine, keep playing. And yet it didn't get out of control. You didn't start sucker punching. You didn't go up in the stands.
Right.
That was later with Detroit and that disgusting team. But in today's world, I think free agency has done this, and I think the change in America has done this just with politics and everything, the way people go after each other. The Halliburton thing, I don't have respect for players that – react the way he does and what his dad did and that whole thing.
Yep.
I have a real problem with that. And continuing to try to stay in somebody's face, again, in my era, you didn't do that. I remember the first guy that came in that had a mouth on him was Walt Hazard, who later became, I don't remember what he changed his name to. He played at UCLA. He came in the NBA in 64. And I remember seeing a game where Tommy Heinsohn knocked him out in 64, because he was bad-mouthing. He was the first guy I saw or heard would mouth off during a game. You didn't get a lot of it in that era, and there was a policing that took place, whereas today it's more open in terms of to the fans, to the players, to everybody, to do the disgusting things Halliburton's done, to do the disgusting things other players do. I don't respect that stuff. I just respect, you know, playing the game, playing hard, going at somebody, and doing your job. But that isn't the world today. So this whole thing that is built up between the Pacers and the Bucks, that's going to continue now for some time every time they play.
It is John McLaughlin, Bucks legend, joining us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network. I want to get what's going on with the Mac Fund and what you've been up to.
Hey, Spark, you're always the best at getting to the Mac Fund, and it's kind of you. And as always, we have, you know, somewhere between 80 and 90 events that occur over a 12-month span. People of southeastern Wisconsin have been phenomenal. And let me lay this on you, Sparky. A year from this coming December, so what, 14 months from now, will be the 50th anniversary of the Mac Fund. And we're going to have a big event at the Pfister on the day that the Mac Fund was announced at my retirement night, which was December 10th,
nice,
76. So the event's going to be on December 10th, a year from this December, and we're going to have a huge fundraiser and try to raise millions of dollars. The Mac Fund's gone strong. The people have supported it. We've now given near $90 million. So by that event in December, it would be at $100 million
John,
that we've given. Isn't that amazing?
Hey, man, we're on CY Network now. Why don't we do some Mac Fund events around the state? Why limit yourself to southeastern Wisconsin, John? Let's go.
Well, the problem with that is, Park, we've tried that in the past. We've been in Minneapolis. We've been in outstate. And it's very difficult to have events if you don't have someone in that area that will champion for the year, that particular event.
Right.
And we found that in Minneapolis it didn't work. And we've had events in Madison. The Trek 100 goes all over the place, and John Burke and Trek he lives in Madison, but it's too hard to do, Sparky. You need almost satellite offices and people there, which we just haven't been able to do. I've had calls over the years from people in other states this goes back a few years too, but they would say, well, John, how do we have a MAC fund in Detroit or in Indianapolis or in Atlanta? And I tell them they probably can't, because we tried it. And if you don't have someone there with a staff and a high visibility person, as I've been all these years, and the forum with the Milwaukee Bucks that Eddie and I had to talk about the MAC fund, and Jim and I don't think you can pull it off.
So
it's a great thought, but it hasn't worked.
I'm going to ask you a tough question. All right. Don't tear up. Don't cry on me on the radio, please. What's the succession plan after John McLaughlin?
Hey,
man, I'm just asking the question, John. I'm curious. There's got to be a succession plan. Like, who's the succession plan?
Well, there is. And Sparky, I'm 82 years old now, and the Lord has blessed me. And
you got another 20 years in you, John.
Hey, I hope so, brother. I hope the Lord keeps me here, and I can keep doing MAC Fund events. We have a great staff. So here's the deal. You're not going to go out and get, you know, someone that, you know, will commit to it like I did, or have the visibility that God's blessed me with through the NBA and the Milwaukee Bucks. But we're not going to try to replace that. But what we need to do is have a great staff and a great board of directors, and then cultivate as much as we can around it. Because what's happened today, Spark, with athletes in all sports, they make a lot of money. Many of them have their own foundations. They have their own interest. And so for someone to step up of high notoriety, like a Giannis, and commit to the MAC fund the way that I have, we don't expect that. And it's probably not fair to them. But if we build everything around that, which we have done already, I think the MAC fund will continue on after me. I believe that. And I know it's a God-blessed organization, and that will continue.
That's a great thing. I love hearing that. I love me some Johnny McLaughlin. As we all know, Toy Drive, first week of December, Johnny Mac. I'll be calling December 1st to the 5th, Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek for Children's Wisconsin. You will be hearing from me, because you got to come hang out.
I expect it, and I appreciate it, and I'll be on with you whenever you ask.
That's a beautiful thing. John McLaughlin, I appreciate you so much, buddy, and we'll continue to watch this Bucks team win a bunch of games between now and then, and I'll talk to you at Toy Drive.
God bless you and your family, Spark.
You bet. You take care, John. There he is, John McLaughlin, Bucks legend, on the guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that is all. I love me some Johnny Mac.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.